Chapter 49, Missionaries in Other Lands, June 1837 through October 1841. The Lord wanted people in other lands to learn about the gospel. In 1837, while many of the saints were in Kirtland, the Lord told Joseph Smith that Elder Heber C. Kimball should go on a mission to England. Elder Kimball was one of the 12 apostles, and he and six other missionaries sailed to England on a ship. The missionaries met a leader of another church who let them preach in his church. Many of the people believed the missionaries and wanted to be baptized. The leader became angry and said the missionaries could not preach in his church anymore. The missionaries preached in the homes of the people. Many of the people joined the church. In 1839, after the saints had begun building Nauvoo, the 12 apostles were called to go to England to continue preaching the gospel there. Before they went, Joseph Smith met with them and told them what they should teach. Joseph told the missionaries to obey God's commandments. He talked to them about the priesthood. He said that only the true church of Jesus Christ has the priesthood. The men were ready to go on their missions. It was hard to leave because they didn't have much money. Many of them were sick, and some of their wives and children were sick. But the men had faith that Heavenly Father would help them and would bless their families. The missionaries went to England and preached in many towns. Thousands of people believed the gospel and joined the church. Many of those who were baptized came to America and were a great strength to the church. Orson Hyde was one of the apostles. Joseph Smith said Orson had special work to do for the Jewish people. After several months in Europe, Elder Hyde went to the Holy Land, which is where Jesus lived while he was on earth. On 24 October 1841, Elder Hyde said a prayer to dedicate the Holy Land. In his prayer, Elder Hyde asked God to bless the land for the gathering of the Jews. He said that God had given this land to Abraham and his children, that these children were scattered, and that they looked forward to the fulfillment of God's promises. Elder Hyde also blessed the land so it would have water so food would grow. In the years since Elder Hyde's prayer, many Jews and other children of Abraham have gathered in the Holy Land. In 1979, President Spencer W. Kimball said a prayer to dedicate a garden there. It is called the Orson Hyde Memorial Garden.